GLHD1, Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside Counties. Turn it up and sing along. Also on the iHeartRadio app and streaming worldwide at GoCountry105.com. Turn it up and sing along. This is Go Country 105.
Now live, the king of cuisine, Peter Dills.
Another restaurant show, right?
No, it's Peter Dills, the king of cuisine.
Indeed, it's Peter Dills. Good morning, everybody. It's Peter Dills, Sunday Brunch Report, Breakfast Report, Breakfast with Dills, whatever you want to call it. We're here for the next hour. 866-479-1051, 866-479-1051. Natalie, the intern, is here. She's ready to answer your phone calls. Of course, Lori Allen is here. Thank you for the great shout-out, Lori Allen.
You're welcome.
What was my favorite song you said yesterday?
The new Teddy Robb.
I love Teddy Robb.
I know.
You know, he's he's up and coming. Watch out.
He's the dude.
And David's here as well. David will be here cracking jokes making fun of people and...
Using his voice.
Shy. Make fun of people.
Using his voice.
What?
Hey, guys.
Spreading rumors?
We have a new segment here on our Sunday Brunch Report where I think everybody can participate and you listeners can learn something a little bit more. Hopefully we've been teaching you some fun stuff. But what we're going to do now is we're going to incorporate a new segment into our show. And it's basically Ask the Chef. Ask the Chef.
Ask the Chef.
We got music in the background. We got a little jazz there in the background.
We had to shut the door.
You can get a hold of me two different ways. Number one, going to our website, diningwithdills.com, diningwithdills.com, or just email me directly, diningwithdills@gmail.com, diningwithgmail.com. All you have to do is ask us a question. We have a plethora of chefs that we have contact with coming into the station or coming in Monday through Friday or when we're out and about. And if you have a cooking question, like I've got one today, we will answer it ourselves in the studio. If we're not sure, we'll get one of our top-notch chefs like Pascal, Steve Thompson, Mark from the Santa Anita Racetrack. We've got a roster of chefs that are here and ready to answer your question. So how's that? So here, why don't we start it off just right now? What do they say in show business? Without further ado?
Yeah.
Ado?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ado.
I didn't know you were a
that was Pascal taught me that.
Yeah.
Without further ado.
Big
okay.
Word.
It's Peter Dills. It's Sunday Brunch Report. Go Country 105. Good morning, America. Why use milk in scrambled eggs? Why use milk in scrambled eggs? What effect does adding milk give scrambled eggs?
Very interesting.
Okay.
Well, you would think it would make them fluffier.
Fluffy.
But no.
What?
Wait a minute.
Did you read this?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I just know this.
All right.
You're thinking you're talking to a tenderfoot, my brother.
Well, we'll talk about crab legs in a second.
Okay.
First, look, stick with it, because you know how I get on another course. We've got to stick with why use milk in scrambled eggs. What effect does adding milk give scrambled eggs? Now, this is a person named Woody. They sent me an email to diningwithdills@gmail.com. Dairy plays an important role in scrambled eggs. Dairy creates steam that helps puff up eggs, giving them richer, fluffier scramble. Milk, however, isn't the best dairy option.
That's right.
Half and half? No.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, on to the next segment.
Well, no, you've got a lot of food experts here.
Well, right, that's true. No, you're right. You are part of the team. You are a food expert. The curds formed when using milk are prone to weeping. Weeping.
Uh-huh.
Cream makes the scramble too dense. Half and half is the perfect medium, fluffy yet stable. Dairy contains fat as well as water, which coats the protein in egg, keeping them from sticking together, which makes the resulting creation creamier. Some people oppose dairy in scrambled eggs, and for others, it's a mainstay. It's a matter of taste.
Okay, so who's the guy with Hell's Kitchen?
The blonde guy, Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, okay.
What do I win?
He makes special scrambled eggs with, like, cream cheese. and he adds chives at the end. And man, they look really good when he does it.
So that's part of what we're going to be doing for the next few months, few years, forever.
Giving our little tips.
That was the first one today. Usually on something like this, I would wait till the end of the show, but I just figured we should get it going.
Yeah.
So if you have a tip,
jumpstart that baby.
Jumpstart it. So if you have a tip, and or yeah, if you have a tip, let us know. If you have a question, let us know. And this was from Woody. Not sure where he's calling or where he sent this from, but he wanted to know where and why people add dairy. And as Lori said, 50 half and half is a better alternative to milk. Okay, what I thought growing up, when I would go to friends' houses or homes, I mean, or my mom was making scrambled eggs and I'd see people using milk, I thought they were just being cheap. Like they were trying to make
filler.
Like trying to make it go farther.
Oh.
So apparently not. It's legit.
It's legit.
All right. So if you have any tips, send us an email to diningwithdills@gmail.com. If you have a question, like I said, we've got five or six chefs that were that are able to answer any questions. They might be here in studio with us or not. 866-479-1051. Simple enough, but if it's done right, it can be one of my favorite dishes in the world. And actually, it is. If we pose that question, that all-familiar question, if you were on a stranded desert island, what would be your top choice? And mine would
be... You mean food to have. There.
Food to have. It would be... I know Lori's would be M&M's, but mine is king crab legs. King crab legs.
Go great with M&M's.
Go great. Right. Well,
speaking of crab legs, I had those.
How did you make them?
What? Oh, I just steamed them. That's it, man.
Okay, because they are when you buy king crab legs at the store, they're already on the ship. They
cook them.
Yeah, they cook them.
Yeah.
So when you've watched that show on Discovery, that adventure show off the coast of Alaska.
Dangerous Catch.
Something
like that.
Yeah, they actually cook them right there on the boat.
Yeah. I'd be eating them, too. So you have to have butter with those things?
I have to,
yes. So don't forget the butter when you're on the stranded island.
Yeah. And your steamer.
Come on, man. Yeah, your steamer.
Okay, Lori, we've been here 16, 17 weeks. It's time that we add one of those.
We've been here, my brother, longer than 16 or 17
weeks. It's time we add one of those buttons, you know?
The cough.
You're fired.
Me?
No, him.
Oh, he's firing me?
Yeah. I don't have any butter. I get one choice. Are you bringing butter to the party?
Oh, well, I guess maybe I'm there, too.
No, it's Stranded Island. I'm stranded on an island. Okay. You know what I mean.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, king crab legs are it for me. Today, we are going to do it. This is one of the most fantastic gift adventures that we've ever done here on the show.
Wow.
Lunch for four.
Wow.
At the University Club in Pasadena. Now, this is an exclusive club in Pasadena for members only.
You just can't show up there.
But today, we are giving away, not two, not three, lunch for four at the University Club in Pasadena. Dave and I have been there. Salads, roast beef.
It's really good.
Carving stations. It is really, really good.
It's a brunch on a weekday.
Yeah.
I'd love kind to of. Go.
I would, well, why don't you do just what they, why don't you just.
Leave eight, and call
eight,
in.
866.
Okay, I'll call in. Oh, look who won.
866-479-1051.
It's Lori. Lori. Oh, wow.
That's Lori great. Allen. Well, we'll get Natalie to come in and do what you're doing. You go in the other room. Hi, this is Lori calling for the University Club. Anyway. At 8:17, we will have that trivia question for lunch for four at the University Club. I don't know the value, but it's got to be in excess over $100.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Way over that.
So if they answer this trivia question correctly, they're going to get that.
That's yes. Correct. Yeah. And we'll do one of our famous caller number 17s or anything like that. And, of course, if you've won something here on the show, can't win again, but if you've won gift cards or tickets on any of the other wonderful shows here on Go Country 105, you are eligible to win.
And you can't disguise your voice because we know.
Yes.
And
yes.
Are you going to ask them to call in and then we ask them the question?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the caller number 9 or 11.
We're not giving them the question.
No.
We're not
going to
give the question.
No, it's okay.
All right.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a who did it.
Mm.
Who done it.
Okay.
Who created it.
All right.
Who invented it.
Good.
So it's going to be fun.
Good.
And I've got the answer right here. Do you want me to... No, I'm going to get you to be surprised too.
Right.
And don't blurt out the answer.
Okay.
Sometimes Laura, she can't help herself.
I don't think you're going to...
Oh, I know.
Lori Allen, I don't think you're going to get it. I just don't think you're going to get it. I think this is a tough one.
Okay.
And it's a two-namer. No, it's not. I'm not going to say anything. Stop it. Stop it, Peter. Calm down. 816, 817.
This is so exciting.
Did you see his eyes roll back in his head? He started going into convulsions. Stop that.
It's going to be so good. It's going
to
be so good.
I would love a first-time caller to call right now. In fact, this is how generous I'm feeling right now. Since I already had decided $50 to Chiquita Bonita, and then you said, hey, we got to give away the University Club.
Yeah.
The first caller to call in right now and tell us their favorite pizza place, where they live, and why. So you're going to have to actually give a review of why.
Right.
Because Mike Dobbs took us to that great place out in Studio City.
Little Tony's.
But they don't want us back.
No.
So I went to Domenico's last night, not the one in Seal Beach, but the one up in Altadena.
Right.
And it was good.
On Washington.
Washington. Very good pizza. But I need to know another city that you and I can go to. And I've got a place out in Arcadia. Have you been to Zello's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. You know what makes Zello's so wonderful? Mm-hmm. The pizza is not flour. It's cornbread. So the corn crust.
It's really good.
Wow.
It's really good.
It's really good, really original, and really different. So I kind of feel like that's a Peter Dills discovery.
Yeah.
Zello's. Arcadia.
Sure, I'm going to go there now.
Yeah.
Have you had the one, speaking of, I'll go there now, but have you had the pizza, the corn pizza with the onion, the caramelized onion on top?
What?
I don't know.
At Zello's?
So Zello's is famous for the beet salad and the corn
pizza.
But
they have all sorts of pizzas. They have like your traditional toppings, but then they have this one pizza that's got corn on it and also caramelized onion.
It is. It's really good. I'm not sure if they're open today. Maybe during the break we can see if they're open today.
They are.
We have time for a quick phone call before the break, or do you want to take a break? It's up to you, Lori Allen.
Well, I would say that maybe we should do it after the break.
All right, let's take a break then. It's Peter Dills. David's here. Hi, David.
Hey, buddy.
Crab Legs, thanks for the invite.
Thank you.
Lori Allen, what did you have for dinner last night?
I just had a salad at home.
Okay, what kind of salad at home?
It's one that I just put together.
You're going to tell us anything that was in together?
Well, it had lettuce. It had lettuce.
Any feta cheese?
Some beans.
Onions?
Some mozzarella in it.
Oh, wow, okay.
But then I had watermelon later on, which is one of my favorites.
To cleanse your soul.
Have you ever had watermelon in a salad?
I have not.
It's feta good. Cheese, yeah. They do that with feta cheese.
It's You're good.
Another reason to listen to the show every Sunday morning.
With like balsamic vinegar?
Yeah.
You know what? Good. I was at the checkout line at the supermarket, and the woman in front of me was telling me just a couple of weeks ago, go on a picnic, she said, and take watermelon and cheddar cheese together. It makes a great combination.
Or feta cheese, yeah.
Yeah, watermelon and cheese.
Red onion.
Never put that together.
You were in line at a checkout. Did you say, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you.
You know what?
I'm on a radio station.
We were just talking about food that she was buying. It was a long line.
I like this show better already. We're talking about food. Isn't that what we're supposed to be talking about?
Hey, yeah. That's a novel idea.
Isn't that a great idea? Go Country has a food show with Lori Allen. All right, you guys. It's Peter Dills. It's the... Food report here. It's the food report right here on Go Country 105. Oh, happy day. It's Sunday. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Lori Allen's here. David's here. David, why are you yelling at me during the break, getting used to it? What am I supposed to get used to? The fact that we've been here for so long?
That's correct.
All right. So get used to it? Is that what you're saying?
Is that... I don't remember. You know I've got a short memory, my brother. don't ask me what happened.
So we're going to be talking about food here from 8 to 9.
Right.
And then Lori Allen will be here at 9 playing the music.
And she's probably going to start off with a Garth Brooks
selection. All right, we got a phone call. We got a pizza place recommendation. I have no idea who it is because but we'll find out real soon. That's great.
What's Natalie doing? Her nails?
All right, who do we got on the line?
Nails with them. Hey, hi, Go Country 105. Good morning.
Hi, Lori. My name is Cammie Khalif.
Cammie Khalif.
Correct.
All right. Where is the bomb pizza place? It's Peter Dills. Lori's over here.
It is in Gardena.
Okay.
It's right down the street from my work. It's called E-Italia.
E-Italia.
Or E-Italian.
Okay.
It's very, very thin. It's awesome. They make their own Parmesan cheese.
It's thin.
It's the bomb.
It's the thin and awesome. David said that to me this morning when I got into my car.
I like that, too.
He said thin and awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It must be the adjective of the day.
You can eat a whole one all by yourself.
Price point? Do you remember about how much the pizza costs?
It can be like between $12 and like $16, $18, depends on what you put on it.
That sounds
economical.
Good. That sounds
and
good.
They make their own cheese?
They make their own Parmesan, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it looks like a little warehouse, and they started out very small, and every time now you go in there at lunchtime, it's crazy.
Cammy Khalif from Gardena, eat Italian, and it's thin and awesome. You're thin and awesome. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get you a gift card, okay?
All right, thank you.
How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
And before you leave, thank you for listening to Go Country 105.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's Cammy Khalif calling from Gardena.
That's right.
E-Italian.
There's a kind of an onomatopoeia to that. Cammy Khalif.
Cammy Khalif.
Yeah, that's
she said I was
a beautiful name.
She said I'm thin and awesome.
Wow. She was talking about you or herself?
She was.
All right. You guys ready? Are you ready for this? We're going to give away four lunch for four on a Friday for the spectacular Friday afternoon brunch, right?
Right.
Our friend Kelly is there. We want to make sure that when you do make the reservation that Kelly is there because she'll make your experience that's going to be great.
Even more delightful.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
So you guys ready for the question? Okay. Well, no. First you have to call in.
Right. Okay. We got to get the...
Caller number... Lori Allen?
Yes.
Caller number 9.
Caller number 9. All right.
Here we go. Okay. 866-479- 1051.
Call in now.
86. Well, she's taking the information from the last caller, so that's why I'm talking.
I'm speaking
I'm
slow.
Stalling. I'm
stalling.
She got it. She got it. I'm stalling. 866-479-1051. 866-479-1051. I want to read you guys something. I want to hear your opinion. Then I'm going to get my opinion. I took this from the LA Times. I hosted a holiday dinner party at my house. I set the table with my good china and expensive crystal. During the course of the dinner, when a piece of the crystal knocked over on the table, but didn't break, I joked, "Be careful of the crystal. You break it, you pay for it." I immediately said I was kidding. Table guests exploded with comments. Two of my guests stated that if they accidentally broke the crystal, they wouldn't feel it was their responsibility to offer to replace the crystal because it was my choice to set the table with them.
What kind of friends do you have?
I was horrified. You get your chance. I was horrified by their comments. My response was that I would never expect someone to pay for the crystal, but I would be offended if they didn't offer. The crystal replacement per glass was $200. The guests were well aware of the cost as part of the conversation. The rest agreed with my comment. What was the proper etiquette, Lori Allen?
Oh, my gosh. I think that guests shouldn't... They probably should offer, but people may have something else on their mind. It's
There's no way they're paying for it, but I do have a metal detector at my door so that I can make sure no one's stealing the flatware.
All right, so this
you might want to get their credit card before the meal.
Listeners, what do you think out there? Send me an email, diningwithdills@gmail.com. All right, the lady from the LA Times, which I covered from this, says that when you're at someone else's home and break something that belongs to the host, I agree it would be polite to offer to replace them, and yes, it would also be polite to refuse the offer, blah, 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 to truly enjoy the entertaining use of best things. If you really don't want them broken, don't use them.
Exactly.
How's that?
I
agree.
That's why I use Dixie cups.
Right. Exactly. And he's not kidding. I've been to his house before. I've been to his house before, and I'll bring a $60 bottle of Tattinger, and he'll say, Wendy, Dixie cups for Peter, Dixie cups for Peter. All right. Do we have... Okay, let's go. Caller number 9, Lori Allen.
Okay, we're going to put this on live. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi, Go Country 105. Hello.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through.
Yeah, you're right here. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Colleen McDonald.
All right, Colleen, here's Peter.
When Irish eyes are smiling. In 1926, when a Los Angeles restaurant owner putting together the leftovers, he put together some avocado, celery, tomato, chives, watercress, hard-boiled eggs, chicken, bacon, Roquefort cheese, and named it after himself. What is the name of this very popular salad today?
Wow.
Oh, you can't tell it to me again.
I'll tell it to you again. Your husband's helping. That's okay. In 1926, when the owner of this restaurant put together leftovers, including celery, tomato, chives, avocado, watercress, hard-boiled eggs, chicken, bacon, Roquefort cheese, and named it after himself.
I was going to guess Cobb and...
Cobb.
What does your husband say? Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding. Okay, what's your final answer? Actually, you got it right. It is the Cobb salad. I was going to say it's a baseball player as well, Ty Cobb. Hey, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Nice job. I was afraid to go with my own guest, but now, see, I could have blamed him if we were.
Well, is it your husband or your, who is it? Who is he?
The milkman.
It's the delivery guy. It's a delivery guy from Zello's. They do deliver. They do deliver at 8 in the morning.
They do. I was wondering.
All right, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations. What city are you calling from?
Rancho Santa Margarita.
I know it well. Any good pizza places out there?
He says Flippin' Pizza in Mission Viejo, but
okay.
We're really from New York, so...
Oh, you're tough.
You're very scrutinizing on the pizza deal.
All right. Well, great. And I'm going to put you on hold. Congratulations. You got lunch for four at the University Club. And thanks, Kelly, for giving that to us.
Very cool.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait to go. I love your station. I listen all the time.
Thank you. Keep listening every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 right here. Peter Dills, Lori Allen, David's here.
We'll hook you up.
Intern... Natalie is here. All right. Well, they got it on the first crack of the bat. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm.
First crack of the bat?
Yeah.
Ty Cobb.
Like,
How did you know, Lori?
I was wrong.
Oh, actually, what did you think?
I thought it was a Waldorf.
Oh.
Because you were saying celery and...
Waldorf. Yeah. Maybe that's a good trivia question. Maybe it was created at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
Mm. Waldorf Hysteria?
Hysteria.
Hysterica.
Hysteria. Astoria. Astoria.
Astoria.
Astoria. I got an Astoria for you.
Hysteria. Astoria. Yeah, I stayed at the Waldorf Hysteria Hotel one time.
It was hysterical.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Tattinger Champagne. Go to your local supermarket today and get yourself a bottle of champagne. And make sure you don't bring it by the pool without plastic glasses or you'll be reprimanded like I was.
I saw a picture. Were you at the Pasadena Langham?
No, I went to the Pasadena Langham for a wedding last week, and I brought my own bottle of Tattinger. And actually, they just said, just use plastic glasses. Mm-hmm. Be cool about it.
Right.
Because if you broke their crystal, you don't have to.
As a guest, I would have been required.
They had his credit card, so he was okay on that. But he kept throwing the glasses down and saying Mazel Tov on the deck. And that's
wrong wedding, my friend.
Yeah. Wrong wedding.
All right, it's Peter Dills. We've got a new segment here on our Food Report, Brunch Report, every Sunday morning from 8 to 9. We are going to be talking about recipes. We talked about why you would put milk in eggs. Next week we'll have another question, and we'll have another celebrity chef, Southern California chef, that will answer the question for us, for you. How cool is that?
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Anything that you have a question about, forget about the Googling your recipes. We have a staff here that is ready to answer your questions, and we put a spin on it like only our chefs can do.
That's correct.
Yeah, you can use milk, but I would use 50 or half and half. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of things that we talk about here on the show. We've got another beautiful day in the distance. I could smell a bit of smoke coming in from Pasadena here to West LA, but I know down in Malibu at Paradise Cove, where the French fries are hot and the sand is even warmer, that you can go down there and breathe the fresh air, ocean air at Paradise Cove.
That sounds great.
Doesn't that sound like a great
morning,
afternoon?
Yeah. after waking up, you know, to the smoke in Chatsworth, I really want to go out there today.
The sound of the seagulls and the crashing waves.
Yes, yeah. Paradise Cove, where you don't need to even bring your own beach towel because they'll supply one for you.
Really?
They have their own beach.
Yeah, they have their own beach. And they've got these bamboo straws, no plastic straws.
So they don't collapse halfway through the drink?
Litter the ocean, you
nice.
Know.
Nice.
So that's Paradise Cove. I'm Peter Dills. That's David. We are here with the Food Report. We're here on Go Country every Sunday morning. We're going to take a break, but I've got breaking news. It is national. Okay, let's find out. It's Peter Dills. It's the Sunday Brunch Report, the Food Report, right here on Go Country 105. Let's go out with BJ Thomas. That used to be my favorite song.
It's not?
No, I think the other song, the one you played for me yesterday, is now.
Oh, Terry Robb?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Yeah, he...
What'd you do, call in a request?
No, I was listening. I actually had the Alabama football game on going, and I had the sound down, of course, and then I had Lori Allen playing music. So I had the best of both worlds.
Isn't it funny how everything syncs up? When
I don't need to hear what these college football analysts say.
No.
You know,
that's the way the really smart people do it. They put Go Country on and then...
That's
watch Alabama football. Exactly. Kind of goes hand in hand, right?
Exactly. It does.
All right. Hey, my friend Erica Kennington is... she's kind of a foodie. She just sent me a text... No, actually an email. Vacola's cornmeal frozen pizza. So that's an alternative, too.
Vicola.
Okay. Like Spicoli?
Uh-huh.
Only with a V?
With a V. V-I-C-O-L-O.
Interesting.
And it's
I'll
a cornmeal pizza crust, but it's frozen. So maybe we can give that a try.
Yep.
Anyway, if you've got your favorite pizza places, we'd love to hear them. You can call us at 866-479-1051. If you're a little shy, a little timid, you can just go onto our website, diningwithdills.com.
We'll be gentle. No, they could call in and we'll be gentle.
Yeah. Okay.
Us?
Gentle?
Okay, maybe not.
Well, Lori's gentle. She's a cat person.
Yeah.
I don't see Lori picking up her cat by the tail and swinging him around the room.
No, that's something I do, just to make sure they were.
You did, huh?
All right, in 1926, when Los Angeles restaurant owner with the all-American name Bob Cobb was looking for ways to use up his leftovers, he threw some avocado, celery, tomato, chives, watercress, hard-boiled eggs, chicken, bacon, roquefort cheese, and named it after himself, the Bob Cobb salad. I'll have the Bob Cobb. Yeah. And now I think the Derby, or who was it? Anyway, there's another restaurant that was famous for the Cobb salad. But Cobb salad, I like Cobb salads. Yeah, why not?
But if the guy's got his name on it, I think he's got to be the most famous for the Cobb salad.
And his name's Bob.
I mean, the Derby can say we're making a Cobb salad, but they're second place.
I wonder if anybody thought, or I bet people think that maybe it was named after Ty Cobb.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Yeah.
Or Lee Jacobs.
But we are moving away from baseball at this point.
We are moving away from baseball. We are moving away from baseball so much that I had to change our Sapporo ad because it's a baseball season.
The
crack of the bat. Well, it's no longer. It's going to be Sapporo Beer East meets West. If you you know that Sapporo made sushi famous, huh? But it still goes great with steaks, chops, and pizza. Speaking of pizza. Yeah, that would be fun, Lori Allen, if we had some way to have some kind of pizza contest. Mm-hmm. You know, who really has the best pizza?
If you're a pizza place and you want to put your pizza in the running, get us some pizza and we'll talk about it. Like that guy from the Stool Presidente. You know the rule.
Oh, yeah. But you know his rule. Do you know the Stool President, Lori Allen? He's
just on Instagram.
He's got over a million Instagram people.
He goes, you know the rule. He's got his mouth full of pizza. You know the rule. One bite. Score 1 to 10. What is it?
I don't know this.
Yeah.
He's a school.
But he only eats the pizza, cheese pizza. They can put extra cheese. Yeah. They can put seasoning on it. But he doesn't have
no
any
toppings
on
no
it
toppings.
At all.
Yeah. That's
Stool President.
Yes.
Yeah.
So only cheese.
Only cheese.
Okay, but that works for me.
No, it could work for you, but I like pepperoni.
I like it a little
judging it
charred
pizza.
Around the edges too. The pepperonis.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't heard from my friend Richard Bender in about a week after the game, which I took some pictures before the Dodgers lost, And I had been singing the praises here on Go Country 105 about Felipe's and about how it's the official place that you can go to before a Dodger game. Well, friends,
you did a nice job of covering that because all those Dodger people were there before the game.
Yep.
It's cool.
But now we don't have baseball season, as far as I know. Oh. Right? San Diego, L.A., Anaheim, San Francisco, none of us are.
No, we're totally out.
We're totally out.
Baseball is dead to me.
So now what are we going to do? What kind of promotion
basketball
could we
the
do
bounce of the ball.
To have people go to the Felipe's before the game?
Oh.
Excellent thought.
Yeah.
Now you can go
Staples
to Staples Center before the game.
Right.
Stop at Felipe's
right. Tell
for
Peter
a sandwich.
Sent you.
They got so many people working there. I would just...
They go, who?
Who? But I do love Felipe's. I love the sandwiches. I love it. We were talking about them a couple of weeks ago for the 45-cent coffee on National Coffee Day. Just thousands of reasons, hundreds of reasons, tens of reasons to check out Felipe's today.
To say nothing of the purple
right,
eggs.
Before I get on to my news story of the day.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You mentioned, look, I'm a newscaster here on Go Country 105. Yeah, we're serious here. No more Mr. Nice Guy. 866-479-1051 is our phone number. You said that today is National Peanut Festival Day.
Peanut Festival Day.
Right. Uh-huh. And tell me about the allergies.
I would combine the two.
Uh-huh.
And do the peanut M&M.
Right, because today is...
But the nut allergy is among the most common food allergies. And I mean, if you've got a peanut allergy, you can't be around anything that has to do with nuts. Like, your throat's going to close up and something bad could happen.
It's deceased now, but the Robin's Woodfire Barbecue in Pasadena was open for 37 years. They just recently closed with a rash. Can I use that word? A rash of closures? In Pasadena in the restaurant scene. And Robin's, unfortunately, was one of them. And when you go into Robin's, they would have a barrel of opened the peanuts that you would shell peanuts.
Shells.
I don't want to say they're open, but I'm saying it's free to grab a handful and eat
Which
them.
I love.
Yeah. But not a lot of people. Apparently this, I don't know if it's true. I've gotten...
A lot of people have nut allergies.
A lot of people have nut allergies. I don't know if it's true or not. Everybody's lactose. Everybody has allergic reaction. I don't know where all this came from.
Everybody's gluten-free. Everybody's, you know.
It's real news, my friends.
But
it's
if
real
you've got
news.
A peanut allergy and you know it, then it could be bad. But there are some...
Because you said it's the most common allergy, and it is peanut allergies.
I said it's one of the most common. Before we get all the call-ins, it's
I swear to gosh common. Right now, Lori Allen, I'm ready to sneeze. It must be
the thought of it?
Just thinking about it. I right now, I'm like,
maybe
I think I'm going to sneeze.
Maybe you've got a peanut allergy.
Well,
but there are no
allergy.
Peanuts in here. Did somebody leave their...
Just a bunch of nuts.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Did somebody leave their granola... crumbles in here today?
Not me. But with a nut allergy, you stop breathing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's not anything
to joke about. It's really a bad thing.
It's not overrated.
Okay, here's the news story of the day today. Is October 13th is National M&M's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some orange. I am going to sneeze. I really am.
Okay.
I've got orange ones, yellow ones, brown ones, blue ones. They're all good. I like actually peanut M&M's. The picture,
they are really good.
Yeah.
Those are peanuts. I mean, those are regular M&Ms.
Those are regular M&Ms.
But if it's both today, we should have peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
I should have. 1976 to 1985, there were no red M&Ms. No. Blue M&Ms were introduced in 1995, yes.
You know why that? Because the red dye, whatever it was, probably that scare. Everybody goes, oh no, we're not going to put red in there.
M&Ms were taken along on the first space shuttle voyage in 1982. They're out of this world. There are over 340 million M&Ms produced every day.
They've been
that's
around
crazy.
A long time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here is the fun part where you're going to be able to go to the old water cooler tomorrow.
Okay.
You ready?
Oh, boy.
Why and how were M&Ms invented? The M&M was modeled after a candy Forrest Mars encountered while in Spain during the 1930s. You see, Forrest there was a Civil War Spanish War going on. He observed the soldiers eating chocolate pellets with hard shell of tempered chocolate. This prevented the candies from
melting,
right? Which was essential included in the soldiers' ration as they were.
Did you say the Civil War?
No, Spanish Civil War. I'm sorry. Spanish Civil War.
Which was the testing grounds for the Second World War.
Okay. All right.
crazy as that may seem.
M&M's were invented in 1940. Estimated amount of glucose. There's that word again, glucose. Yeah. Estimated in the amount of glucose used by an adult human brain each day expressed in M&M's is 250.
So you can have, oh, you need 250 M&M's to keep yourself going? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You ready for more nonsense that really anybody,
yes.
We're going to hear crickets out there pretty soon. Go Country 105. Lori's taking these notes because at 12 o'clock, at 9 o'clock today, she'll be playing,
Garth Brooks.
No way.
Unanswered Prayers. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Greatest songs ever.
We had that right.
Who does the programming here?
Not me.
Not every week. No, I love Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
It's funny. Okay, it's just a joke.
We start off with the Garth Brooks at 9, and then at 10:10, we play George Strait, who is a
What time do you play Rhinestone Cowboy?
Off and on.
Okay. Glenn Campbell, you mean?
Here and there. Yeah.
14 things to make with M&M's. I'm not going to go through all of them. M&M cake. M&M cupcakes.
Wow.
Oh.
Confetti cookies.
Wow.
Valentine M&M's blondies.
Nice.
M&M bark. Ooh, that's actually here. Let me show you that. That looks pretty good. M&M pumpkin pudding cookies. That's coming up.
What?
Rainbow malt cake.
M&M pumpkin pudding.
Carrot
cookies.
Brownies. That sounds pretty good, too.
Oh.
That sounds pretty good, too. Oh, here's a good one. Vanilla chew mix. So get your cereal out and put some M&M's in there. Let's see what else. Painting. You can paint with M&M's. You can actually, yeah, I get it. Paint with M&M's. You can count M&M's. Wow. Floating M&M's. Ooh, that sounds good. That's what,
bobbing for M&M's.
What I'm going to do all day today, Lori Allen, besides listening to you. I am going to bob for M&M's.
Yeah. What are you going to do this afternoon? Well, me and the folks, we're going to bob for M&M's.
We are going to bob for M&M's like you've never bobbed for M&M's.
That's a sport where I come from.
Before. If you just tuned into the show, we're here each and every Sunday after morning, 8 o'clock to 9. I know a lot of you are in the car right now getting ready to go to church, right? That's what a lot of you are doing right now, getting ready to go to church. Or you tuned in just right now because you're waiting for Lori Allen to play some music.
For listening.
Lori Allen will be here at 9 o'clock. She's got Garth Brooks in studio with her. Kind of looks like David, but I can't tell the difference.
No. Well, I put my hat on.
We've got a new segment here on our show. It's basically a question and answer about cooking. And each week we'll have a cooking tip for you that hopefully you the listener, supply to us by going to diningwithdills.com. Or going just directly to my email, diningwithdills@gmail.com. Or you could just stop me on the street and just say, hey, man, how do I make a steak?
Right. But we know how to do that. And so do you.
I do. Yeah. I do. But, you know, Mike, actually, you know, even though we make fun of Mike Dobbs, he's pretty good at his barbecue.
Yes, he is.
So he would be our barbecue expert.
He'll be our barbecue guru.
Because when I make tri-tip, Lori... Tri-tip is one of the least expensive but difficult meats to prepare.
It's good when it's done right.
But tell me
why it's difficult.
It's just because the grain is going one way, and then when you're cutting it, it's got to go another way, and it's a big piece of meat. You got to cut it
thicknesses,
and you got it. It's not like a flat piece, and you can't cut it in advance because that just ruins the whole thing. So you've got to season it, and then you've got to slow and low. So the cure in And Mike Dobbs will agree with me. Anybody out there that loves barbecue will know this to be true. The true barbecue is low and slow.
Mm-hmm.
Low and slow. All right. It's Peter Dills. We've got to take our last break. But when we come back, I promise you a better 15 minutes than the last 15 minutes, but not as good as the first 15 minutes. It's Peter Dills. It's the Sunday Brunch Report Food Report. David, Lori, Peter, Natalie. It's Peter Dills, the Sunday Brunch Report, Food Report. Lori Allen's here. David's here. David, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, this Saturday night at Santa Anita Racetrack, they're having a fundraiser, and I'm going to be there if you guys are interested in drinking some wine for a good cause, going out to the races. It's this Saturday night, which is 6 days from today. Starts about 5:30. You can go to santaanita.com, santaanita.com, and the wine of choice that night will be a California Camus, which is cake bread. Remember, we had the lady from Cake Bread on about 5 or 6 weeks ago talking
very
about...
Very knowledgeable.
Very knowledgeable on wine. Very knowledgeable on wine. So if you're a wine connoisseur, I don't know, I was almost going to say wine lover, but that might make you sound like an alcoholic. So
if you're going to skate around that.
Skate around that. So that's something fun that I promised that I would give a shout out to my good friends at Santa Anita. If you've got a food event and it's a charity event, and most of them are, reach out to us. Go ahead to our website, diningwithdills.com, and send me a quick message, and David or I, or maybe even Lori Allen, will give you a mention if it's a food event, it's a charity event. We're always looking for that kind of stuff. And we are looking for chefs. We've got our area covered pretty much in Orange County and Pasadena. But you know, David would be, and Lori, it would be really cool if we got a local chef here in West LA. That way they wouldn't have to drive so far.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, and come into the studio and maybe answer some questions when people call in about their food-related questions.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't... Pizza. We were talking, David and I, we drive in together most times. He lives up in Sierra Madre, I live in Pasadena, and I was just hooting and hollering about this restaurant that I went to that I thoroughly enjoy called The Proper Restaurant up there in La Cañada. And the girls were at the bar asking the bartender, what exactly is that you put into the drinks? We want to make sure that our drinks are gluten-free. Mm-hmm. I mean, would you think it would be the responsibility of a chef or the bartender to know exactly what the ingredients are? I know if it's a chain like McDonald's, they're required to have some type of calories and what's in the ingredients. But if you're going into a restaurant and saying, asking the you've worked at a restaurant, you worked at Lord Charlie's.
Right.
If somebody came in to you and said, is the steak gluten-free, what would you say? Besides actually going in the back and laughing.
Well, the cow had been eating wheat.
See? That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if you would know.
I don't know. But probably... Probably the bartender would have an idea. He might have just been fooling with these young ladies.
Well, I guess there is a gluten-free, but it's corn, it's wheat, it's rice, it's all...
Well, that's why they ended up with some sort of whiskey drink, because that's like corn.
Well, that's... Okay. Yeah, that's corn.
But it's funny, there's gluten that's used in a lot of things that you wouldn't suspect, so you got to be careful. But, you know, everybody says they're...
Gluten-free.
I'm on a gluten-free diet now.
I am gluten-free. I am pescatarian. I am vegan. I am vegetarian. I am of the nature of not eating. So there you go.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, the Proper Restaurant, I went there on Thursday night, had a nice time at the bar, had their new appetizer menu, which included some crab, I call them crab croutons. They weren't crab cakes because they were round like a little... Gosh, a little golf ball, but
that's
they sure were tasty.
That's your go-to, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, when I go into restaurants, again, it's a crab cake or soup. Or, you know, it's crab cake, clam chowder. If they can do that, I think that they can do pretty much
anything.
You
know, I've got a tip. When you walk into a restaurant and the wait is very long, go into the bar.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they're serving the same food in the bar and... You can get served a lot quicker.
Well, here's something that I just found out the last couple weeks of reviewing and going to restaurants for years and years and years. Houston's only takes, and I know Taylor's downtown LA does the same thing. Taylor's and Houston's only take half reservations. So if you own, many restaurants are out there and they'll take all reservations. You would call and say, hey, it's Lori Allen from Go Country 105. They'll say, come on in right away. But if it's Peter Dills calling from Go Country 105, they say,
wait in line.
There's a reservation. But they only take so many reservations. So when I called, my daughter and I went into Houston's 2 weeks ago and I said, I'd like to make reservations. They said, first reservation is at 8:30. Okay.
That's almost your bedtime.
Well, and then so we got there at 6:30. There was no wait at all. 10-minute wait.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, listeners, Go Country 105, when you're calling a restaurant, yes, ask them if they take reservations, but go one step further and say, do you take walk-ins? So,
that's a good idea.
That's another good tip. Look at this. We're just throwing out tips left and right.
So somebody just sent you a text from a friend. Our thoughts and prayers are with all the people that are affected by the fires, Lori Allen.
Yeah. That was so close to me.
And of course, Rusty Trusty has to mention that he saw me wearing the glasses on Facebook from Teagle Optical in the Glendale Galleria.
He sent you a text just now to tell you that?
Yeah. He said the show is... I don't want to say what he said. I'll have to show it to you after the show because it's inappropriate. So it's not a bad word. He just thought he was being funny. And with what's happening now, it might not be that funny.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The event, somebody just also emailed me and asked me about the event at Santa Anita Racetrack this Saturday night. Yes, it is open to the public. There is a fee to it. I noticed online yesterday that Christine Martindale was doing an appearance. And, of course, when you're at an appearance, I'm doing appearances, there's a fee to get in because it's an appearance. So don't be bummed out that you have to pay to go to the wine tasting. It's just part of the deal because it is a charity event.
Will they have food there, too?
Oh, you're going to get your money's worth.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a benefit for Karma. Karma is what the money used. They help retired thoroughbred racehorses.
Oh.
So it's a good deal. It's a good deal. Everybody. It's called Everybody Wins. Win, win, win. Maybe if you go to the racetrack and put some money down. Yeah, I did go to the racetrack yesterday. I don't think I posted anything, but they've got a friend of mine. Mark is out there. He's the new, not the executive chef. Mark used to work at that place in Sierra Madre, and I won't remember the name. It went out. It's not Nano's. It's the one I think we're right next to Rafi's, and Mark was the owner chef there, Mark Elliott, and he's really really talented. And now he changed. He's over at the racetrack as the sous chef, and a sous chef just means it's second in control or second in command. So I guess it's like the vice president. If something happens to the executive chef, the sous chef takes over.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice to have a backup.
Yeah.
How do you spell that, sous chef?
S-O-U-S. Okay. And then I should have a cheat sheet on those things, too, since we're getting more into food-related stuff. And we're not going away from restaurants. We're just going to teach you how to make some stuff. And I should have a cheat sheet on the, like, a barbecue. What's the difference between a barbecue and a grill? A barbecue is low and slow. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't really have to do if it's propane or wood. It's just the barbecue is, when you're grilling, Lori, somebody says, hey, we're grilling tonight. That could take 5 minutes. But barbecue supposedly is to take, you know, you're barbecuing, you're doing it low and slow.
Remember back in the day when you walked outside and it smelled like, hey, there's a party going on around here somewhere. And that's barbecue.
Yeah, it seems like more people are using coulette. No. Coulotte. No, he just sent me, I don't know if he was answering the thing about what the name of the restaurant was. Oh, before that, yes. Well before, it was coulette. And now it was something way before. And the guy was really talented, very temperamental. But most chefs are, or some chefs are.
Near Rafi's?
Right next door to it. Right there on the Michelinda side up in Hastings Ranch.
I can't think of
what that is. You've been up there. You've driven by 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Facebook. Go on to my Facebook. Chris Erskine and I. It's only a minute. It's actually a four-minute segment, but what I just put the highlights on because this is going to be on real TV in a few weeks. But you can go onto Facebook and see Chris Erskine and I, the video that we did on the Yukas. I'm saying it right, Yukas. Mm-hmm. And Chris said that he felt that it was one of the best tacos in Los Angeles. Mm,
that's nice. From the LA Times?
Chris Erskine, we did a video. Yeah. On Facebook, and then I put it on Instagram, and I put it. Actually, the full one is on LinkedIn. I know Lori's head spinning around like LinkedIn social. Wow, what's going on here? But all that kind of good social media.
I know it's
stuff.
Quite the tease. I'm starting to get into it, and then it just stops.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going, wait a second.
Yeah. Well, we did that. We did that on purpose because I want people to watch the real show. David, you're not going to be here next week. You're going to be in Riverside. Lori Allen, what are we going to do?
What?
We'll bring in that pizza and king crab legs.
Yeah. This is when all the good stuff happens when I'm gone. Thank you so much.
We're going to have a buffet when you're gone.
Yeah, there'll be a buffet. We're going to invite everybody.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have another piece of that prime rib, please.
We're going to invite everybody here from Go Country and K-Jazz and K-Surf. We're going to have a big buffet.
Johnny will be in here with a big plate.
We'll miss you.
I'll take some of those Cheetos.
Lori Allen, what are we playing today at 9?
We're playing Unanswered Prayers by Garth Brooks, one of the greatest songs ever.
I agree. And this station here, Go Country 105 is America's number one
country station.
Mm-hmm. Can we get Natalie, the intern, in here before we have to
Natalie,
see Natalie?
Yeah, come on in here.
Yeah, we've got to find out what we missed, what you missed if you just tuned into the show. She's probably doing her nails right now. What's her parents' names? Bob and...
No.
Who? Well, that's the other Natalie. What are their names? Come on, we only have two
Billy
minutes.
And Bob. No, I'm not giving people's names out. Come on.
Well, I was going to give them a shout out. What did we miss? Those of you who just tuned in, what did they miss today?
Oh,
you filing your nails or what?
No, I wasn't filing my nails. You missed a giveaway to the, what is it called? The
University Club.
University Club.
Right.
Along with, you need to follow Peter Dills on Instagram, YouTube, and find his podcast and tune in because a new episode will be up this Tuesday.
That's right.
And check your emails because we're emailing you lately.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right.
Nicely done.
So that's right, the podcast. The podcast is up on Tuesdays.
It's Jeff and Rebecca.
Jeff and Rebecca. Yeah, I'm not going to say their last name. No. Do I ever say Natalie the intern's last name?
No.
It's Jeff and Rebecca the intern because that would be their last name. Natalie the intern. Uh-huh. Jeff and Rebecca, the intern.
Oh, yes. I see.
All right.
How do you spell that? T-H-E-I-N-T-E-R?
I-N-T-E-R-N.
That's an unusual last name.
Intern.
The intern.
Intern.
Well, go out today, friends. Listen to Lori Allen first, of course, but get some pizza. Let's make it pizza day. Or go to the supermarket, get yourself.
We're making our own national holidays.
Yeah, we're going to make it. Next week is going to be National Prime Rib Day because David won't be here.
Oh.
That's what people are bringing in their prime rib.
Okay. All right, David, your final thoughts?
Be good humans.
Be good. All right, my final thought is stay tuned to Lori Allen. She's got some great country's greatest hits. Go to my website.
She's something different today. She's going to do Garth Brooks.
I love Garth Brooks, and I love Go Country 105.
Oh, it's Chicago.
All right.
Thank you.
Dining with Dills. You're dining with Dills. Dining with Dills. You're gonna get your delicious fill. Yeah, dining with Dills. It's all good.
Partners.
How y'all doing?
KKGO HD1 Los Angeles, Orange County at GoCountry105.com and available on the iHeartRadio app.
That's why I listen. My station is
Go Country 105.